Well, this is your host, Charlie Bernhout, with the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know you can reach me over cbjmusic@aol.com. That's CB for Charlie Bernhout, J for Jewish music, cbjmusic@aol.com. I hope you enjoyed the first hour of this mixture, this pop potpourri of Jewish music, but the second hour is strictly chazanis. For those of you who love cantorial music, no commercials. I try to keep my interruptions to a minimum, and you're hearing some great music. Of course, in the background, you hear the theme song for the second hour. That's Moshe Kozovitsky with Sheyiborna Beis HaMikdash. And Saul, sometime in the near future, I'll play the entire selection, but right now it's just really to get you ready for the forthcoming chazanis that we'll be hearing. So let's get right to the first selection, which is Cantor Shmuel Taube with the Kiddush. He was born at Delu de la Shalom Congregation in Washington. In 1963, he became cantor of Beth Orah in Montreal. He retired in 1975 and was teaching at the Cantorial School in Israel. Let's hear Cantor Taube with the Kiddush.
Zeicher, Zeicher, Zeicher.
Was Cantor Shmuel Taube from quite a few different places. Well, I'm speaking of different places, I have a young man with me who is from out of the area. Good evening, young man.
Good evening, older man.
This is my grandson, Nathan Papermaster. He's been visiting with me and Alan in from West Hartford. West Hartford, where is that?
It's Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. We had quite a day today.
We did.
Yes, and prior to doing this program, we were at a wonderful event honoring my dear friend, Cantor Yossi Malavani.
Yeah, there was good food there.
Good food there, yes. Yeah. And a lot of real good fans of Chazonis and of cantorial music. And it was an interesting place, wasn't it, where it was held?
Yeah, it was a really nice house. Or it used to be a house, I guess.
Yes, it was an old mansion on Fifth Avenue, the Pratt House. Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you imagine someone living? That was...
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Well, the Jewish Museum, and there are a few museums up and down the road that were mansions of very wealthy people and converted for institutions and for museums and the like. So you're going to introduce our next cantorial selection. So what are we going to be hearing?
We're going to be hearing cantor Abraham David Fuchs, who was born in Romania and sang as a child in the choir of cantor Oizer Weiss. He later traveled to Bucharest, where he sang with cantor Benjamin Ravitz. In 1940, he was named cantor of the Schneider Schule in Bucharest. In 1954, he emigrated to Israel. 4 years later, he took up a position in Antwerp. In 1962, Cantor Fuchs was called to Congregation Oy Have Tzedek of Ball Harbor, New York. The first selection we'll hear from Cantor Fuchs' chant is Ritzeh, a composition by Abe Elstein. This is from the Sabbath Evening Service.
The Sabbath Evening Service. You know, you're okay. You're going to become a DJ anytime you want. You know that. What do you mean, maybe? No, you can. Really. I have 15,000 albums of Jewish music, and everybody asks me, what are you going to do with them? And I always say, I'm hoping that one of my grandchildren will take to this music. I don't know if you can take to this music.
Maybe Neil.
Maybe Neil? He's not mentioning my granddaughters, but just, okay, maybe Neil. You know what? I'll take either one, but I'll let you reconsider sometime in the future.
All right.
Okay, Cantor Fuchs coming up.
Call the name of Jesus.
Okay, that's a selection from an album put out by our friend Barry Sirota, Musique Internationale. The recording was made, distributed in 1995, but I believe that's from recordings in the 70s. Again, that was cantor Avraham David Fuchs, and the choir was conducted by Shlomo Goldhauer. I think that's how you pronounce it, G-O-L-D-H-O-U-R, Goldhauer. Let's hear one more short selection of Cantor Fuchs with Ki Lekach Tov. That's the first time that I've ever played Cantor Fuchs, and I hope you enjoyed that. Well, last week was a dramatic week for this program of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I had the pleasure of introducing to you a young man by the name of Daniel Mutlu. And he's quite a cantor, to say the least. You're going to hear a lot from him in the future, I'm predicting. Well, if I have anything to say about it, but I'm a big fan of Yankee and Yankee Lemmer and Zevi Muller. And when I get excited about someone, I really, really do get excited. And this is a third selection that I'll be playing of Cantor Daniel Mutlu. I want to thank friends of mine, Cantor Saul Mendelson and Jackie Mendelson, for introducing Cantor Mutlu to me. And, you know, it's strange how things happen. It is very strange how things happen. Let's get right to the music. This is Av HaRachamim in the style of Reutzmann, Cantor Daniel Mutlu. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's M-U-T-L-U, Mutlu. He was a yeshiva bucher from, I think, from Massachusetts. I'll get his, I'll get all the scoop on him in the future, but let's hear him right now.
Oh.
Okay, you know, I'm going to do something that that's rather rare. What's rare? I keep a pretty good record of the selections that I play, particularly of the Chazonis, and frankly, I try not to play a particular selection too soon, a second time or a third time. I try to keep mixing it up, if you will. So it's often many months, or maybe even a year, that you'll hear a particular selection again. And I know that many of you heard this last week, but there are some new listeners, and I am very excited about this young man. By the way, I spoke to him, and he is going to be sending me hopefully some other recordings that he's done. He had recorded this at a recital that he had done recently, and I'm looking forward to getting those recordings. But I played this last week, and this is the Reutemann's Oshamnu Mikol Om. Mikol Om. Let's hear it again.
Oshamnu Mikol Om, Vaishnu Mikol Dol, Gala Mimenu Masois, Dava Libenu Machato Eino, Machato Eino, Oshamnu Mikol Om, Vaishnu Mikol Dol, Gala Mimenu Masois. Dava libeinu machato eino, dava libeinu machato eino. Ashamno mikolo. Mikol Dol, Gala Mimenu Masois, Dava Libeinu Machato Eino, Leyeinu Ashku Amaleinu, Ashku Amaleinu. Mi mui shach, mi mui rat, mi menu, nas nu voila, nas nu voila maleno, ai salvano al shichmeno, avadi mashlu. Surus Rabois, Surus Rabois. prossima vanno, cranno ha ad oi scem, e loi che
as you can tell, that was a live performance, and as you've heard me say in the past, there is something rather different between a studio recording and something from a live performance. Live performance is much more real, if you will. Cantor David Bagley was born in Vilna. He studied under Cantor Yehoshua Lind, and he served as a cantor in Mexico, South Africa, and Montreal. And then he was at the cantor of Beth Radom Congregation in Toronto, Ontario. Sadly, Cantor Bagley passed away a couple of years ago. Let's hear Habet, Cantor David Bagley.
Habet mishamayim urei 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 ki hayino la la Yeah. Keles bagoyim ki hoyi nu lago keles bagoyim nechashav nu ketzon lo trevach yo harok ul ya bait ul mako ul kharipo ya bait mi shamay murai ki hay Shavnu ketzon la tevach yuvol la harog ule yabeit ule mako ule kherepo nu ule kherepo.
Cantor David Bagley with Habait. Well, Cantor Baruch Lechagi was born in 1892. He died in 1954. He was born in Russia and was first appointed cantor in Smolensk at the age of 18 with the benediction of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. 5 years later, in 1913, he embarked for the United States. In 20 years, his various missions led him to Detroit, Boston, Newark, and then a long interval in Johannesburg, South Africa. When he returned to the USA, he became the cantor of Beth El Temple in Brooklyn, where he stayed until his retirement. Let's hear Baruch Lechagi with Mim Komcha.
Sophia, the sim
Have you noticed that when you hear some of the old cantors, their recordings are rather short? Do you ever wonder about that? Well, it's because the single records, the old 78s, only had 3 or 4 minutes on them. And of course, as things progressed with longer 33s and a lot of the old recordings, they made it in two separate albums. And a lot of people who didn't understand that would play just one selection, one part or one half of a selection and not realize that there was a second album that finished or that began the prayer. Of course, with the advent of these tapes and CDs, you could go as long as you wished. And we did play a rather lengthy Habet, 8 minutes. And this next selection is rather lengthy, but look, that's the way it is. And we have no commercials, and where are you going? It's a nice evening. Sit back and listen to Chazonis. Cantor Ari Klein was born in Montreal. From 1967 to 1970, he was a cantor at the Ner Simcha HaKon congregation in Brooklyn. Then he served congregations in Australia, South Africa, and Zichron Kedoshim in Montreal. He was also the cantor of the Park East Synagogue in New York. Let's hear cantor Ari Klein with Ribono Shel Olam. This is a composition by Israel Alter.
Oh,
Ari Klein, how about that? You know, time flies by so fast when you're having a good time. I hope you're enjoying this. I'm just sitting here loving it. I just love to hear this music. And I am grateful that I have the program because it's forcing me to go back and listen to all the great recordings that I have. How about that? Okay, our last selection, Gershon Sirota with Halbein Chatoinu. The great Gershon Sirota.
Oh,
Well, it was quite an evening of Chazonis this evening and this past Tuesday. I'm sorry for waiting so late to mention this, but what a wonderful concert that was. That was at Beth Shalom Congregation in memory of Cantor Moshe Ehrlich. It's in the Five Towns, and it featured Cantor Joel Kaplan, who was the chazan of the shul, Cantor Chaim Adler, who is now the chief cantor at the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim, and Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott, you know who he is, of course. And they have the Jesse Aronson Choir, and there's a young cantor, Ariel Bechor, who also sang. It was a full house. It was over 1,000 people sold out, and you know, I just love it. I love to see the excitement and the interest in Chazonis. And I congratulate Cantor Joel Kaplan, my friend, and the congregation for their commitment to Chazonis. It's unique, and it's something rather special. Really, really. I just left there with such a good feeling, and I'm sure that Cantor Kaplan and the shul will continue in bringing these wonderful concerts to the public. And also, rather unusual, that the rabbi, Rabbi Hain, is also so appreciative of the wonderful soul music that Cantor Kaplan and the guests who performed, he's appreciative of it, and that's rare. I loved seeing it, and I only wish that it were so in many other congregations. Who knows? Maybe someday it will happen. Of course, Cantor Eric Freeman was leading the choir, and he did a magnificent job as usual. So, Dr. Mel Young, a dear friend, he was the master of ceremonies. Thanks for joining with me. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. You can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. In the near future, the phone will be hooked up and you'll be able to call me directly. We'll even be able to put you on the air. We'll even be able to have Name That Chazan again. How about that? Yeah.